is close, so it's 1-0, and you know, we out attempted them in that second period, Dirk. We had 22 attempted shots to their 9. They
really?
Only had 9 attempted shots in that period, so we go from giving up 9 shots or 9 saves in the first period, they only get 9 attempted shots in that whole period. And we were playing well, Dirk. I mean, we were skating, we were hitting, we were making plays, we were playing very well defensively. You know, as you see the shot chart here, I mean, they really didn't have anything near Phoenix. The one great save backdoor is when we had complete control of the puck and we just made a real bad play. So that was one of the best periods we've had in a while, I thought, especially against a very, very good team like they are. And it's just unfortunate we took that penalty late in the period.
So we take the penalty, we go into the third period, and shortly into the third period they get a power play. We kill it off.
And I thought that was a key to the game.
It was.
I thought getting through that 5-minute major, we only had to kill 3 minutes of it. I thought that was huge. And so now you get through that 3 minutes, and now you're back to 5-on-5 with 17 minutes in the game, and we got the 1-goal lead.
So at the 7:09 mark of the third period is when we give up the goal. Bryce Gervais, his 12th of the season, from Sean Flanagan and Chase Grant. What did you see on this goal, Coach?
Yeah, it just, we'd been out there a little while. We got caught tired in the zone, and, they had a couple semi-chances before the goal, and what happened is we just didn't get to the passer. The passer made the play. He's on the half wall, and we did not get a stick on the puck, and gave him an opportunity and time to make a play, and then they hit a guy in the slot, and Gervais, he did a nice job. He did not stop the puck. He just one-timed it, but we needed our weak side forward to help out on the coverage there, and we just did not get there. We were on the wrong side of him, got a little bit late, and obviously he just one-timed the puck and beat Phoenix clean.
And after that, Alex Patan goes off for a cross-checking call. They get one more penalty. John McGinnis goes off for cross-checking. Nobody able to score on that. We head to overtime. Shots in that third period, Coach, were 12-6 in favor of Minnesota State. Was that how you saw the third period?
Yeah, well, a lot of them were on that early power play. Yeah. They were just trying to get pucks through to the net and whatnot. And that's really where they got their shots. And not a lot of great A's. So, we're still in a hockey game. Obviously, now we got a 1-goal game. Well, an even game just like the night before. So we're where we want to be on the road, playing, fairly well. And again, we had some unbelievable chances in the third period to
Tanner Carroll, he must have had a rough night sleeping on Saturday night. He really had some good opportunities that he normally buries.
Yeah, you're not going to get too many better chances than what he had in that game. And he had 5, he led our team with 5 shots on goal. But the chances he get, the play C.J. Eich makes from behind the net, he comes behind the net, caught the goalie almost going the other way, and Tanner really all alone at the side of the net there, and they couldn't finish. And then he had another one where the goalie's down and out, and the puck's right there, and it looked like all he had to do is knock it and goes into an empty net. But I guess Huggins, from what I hear people telling me, that he actually got a foot over there and got a pad on it. Tanner just couldn't get it up, but we had some excellent opportunities in that third period to come out with a win, and that's all you can do. All you ask for is that your team comes out and competes, plays with effort, and plays a team game, and then obviously you want goaltending, you got to keep your cool, stay on the ice, and then take advantage of your chances. And that's probably the only thing we didn't do a real good job with all weekend, is taking advantage of our scoring opportunities.
Okay, so we are tied 1-1 after regulation. At what point of the game did you know that Bowling Green had won? Was it before the third period?
We knew before overtime, actually.
Just before overtime?
Yeah, before overtime. I don't know if we knew before the third period.
Okay, because they were announcing it, I think, as you guys were walking off after the second period.
Okay.
But,
yeah,
it's hard to hear.
We were focused on what we needed to do, kill that major penalty. We had 1-0, so we were more dialed in to finding a way to win the game because we had the lead. And we knew if we won the game that we would clinch home ice in the playoffs. That was the bottom line. So
right.
We knew what was at stake, and we knew we controlled our own destiny regardless of what Bowling Green had done. Now, having said that, if Bowling Green would have lost the game, we were still in good position if we got a point. Because if Alaska won, which ended up, so there's a lot of things going on, but that's why we just tried to focus on that. But having said that, after overtime, after the third period,
Okay, the situation. So your mindset going in, because you also know that Alaska is factored in here as a potential road trip if we lose. So what did you Billy and Damon talk about at all about pulling the goaltender or what anything like that?
Sure, we talked about it earlier in the day. Hey, if we get in a situation where Bowling Green has won and we get into overtime and it's late in overtime, you know, do we pull our goalie? Because if we win and Bowling Green wins, you know, we get home ice. We win the tiebreaker. So there was some conversation, but having said that, that if we lost and Alaska Anchorage won later on, that we could be going to Anchorage. So it was, you know, we had the three scenarios. We win the game, we get home ice in overtime. We lose the game, you know, we're either going to Bowling Green or Fairbanks, Alaska. And, you know, it's not that we couldn't go up and do well in Fairbanks or win the series, but just the travel and the logistics and everything else. And
well, you want to take your best odds.
Well, exactly. And then having to come back, you know, so we had talked about it and we were thinking pretty hard about it, you know. But having said that, the way the overtime was starting to play out, they were dominating and we just really didn't seem to. And then we. You know, we talked about it'd be really tough to walk out losing and having your team going, like, what are we doing? You know, we want to try and win the game, but now we're going to Fairbanks, coach, you know, so you have to be real careful with that. And they had the same conversation, obviously, because, you know, if they win the game somehow, you know, if they pull their goalie in overtime and can score, they win, you know, they're the WCHA co-champs.
To me, it would have been more logical for them to pull the goal because they had less to lose on a loss.
Well, yeah, they're home. They've got home ice.
They've got home ice. It's not going to change their.
It's not going to change. And if they lose the game, it's the same as a tie for them. Exactly. They're playing the same team, you know, same seating, everything. So they didn't have anything to lose other than, you know, maybe pairwise in the NCAA a little bit.
Which means a lot.
Which means a lot. So they had a lot at stake, too. But it's interesting. I think we both should have pulled our goalie and played, you know, 6-on-6.
Did you talk to Coach Hastings at all about what he was thinking after that game, whether or not to do it?
No. I think they were extremely disappointed, and we were, too. I mean, you know, you play the game to finish as high as you can, and we had high expectations, and we wanted to end that home ice playoff drought. We wanted to get home. I mean, that knowing that we were going into a rink that a team had only lost once all year, that had won, I think, 8 in a row, something like that, you know, we knew we were up against it. But having said that, after the game, you're disappointed when you don't achieve one of the goals you want to achieve, and it would have been huge for us to be at home. And then they're in the same situation. They lost a WCHA championship. And I don't think either of us were in the mood to talk a lot. But I think at some point down the road, hopefully when we're both in Grand Rapids, we'll have some conversation about that and get a chuckle out of it. But at the time, it just didn't seem appropriate. Yeah. But I know both teams were very disappointed in the outcome of the game.
But that, you know,
and it was a good, and it was a great hockey game.
Yeah.
It was a fantastic hockey game.
And just to get your read on what was going through the coaches' heads at that time, to us, is exciting. I mean, to be able to have to think about whether or not to pull a goaltender in overtime is an exciting aspect of a game or of a situation.
Well, no question, and I think that's how much we wanted to get home ice. I mean, the risk having to go to Fairbanks, Alaska, I mean, we were going, you know, if we had more momentum, Dirk, I think it would have been more tempting when in the last minute or the last 30 seconds. But even their situation, though, they have a face-off in our zone with 13 seconds left.
Yeah.
So, you know, that would have been maybe a situation we would have thought about.
All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll be back with more of the Mel Pearson Show. Get your questions in. We're almost to question time. It's DJ@themix93.com, DJ@themix93.com. And more of the Mel Pearson Show continues after this.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome.
We want to help you love your home. Hi, this is Jordan from Gartner's Gallery in Hancock. Our goal at Gartner's Gallery is to make love your home a reality for you. That's why we give you more than just an incredible selection.